Okay, let's start now. This is our very first time of recording.
Yeah!
It's gonna be our podcast, I think.
Yeah!
And what would you like to talk about?
I have no idea.
I have no
idea. what about games?
Games? Yeah, which games you like?
I don't know.
You don't know. But you want to talk about games.
What about Mario games?
Mario games. You like Mario?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you can see, I have Mario pajamas.
Okay. Can you tell me more about Mario? Because someone doesn't know who is Mario or what is Mario.
Yeah.
It's
a who, not a what.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, explain.
Mario is like this Italian plumber that has a mustache, has a red hat with an M.
Okay.
White M. Has blue overalls with yellow buttons, something like that.
Okay. Is it he or she?
It's a he.
Is he tall?
His brother Luigi is tall.
Mm-hmm.
Luigi is almost exactly like Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Mario, I mean.
Okay.
But he's taller and a bit more skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a green hat that says L, that has L instead for Luigi. Mm-hmm.
Because his name is Luigi, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it makes sense. So, why do you like Mario games? You like Mario and Luigi?
Because they like really work together to beat this Bowser guy that goes around all day capturing Princess Peach and stuff.
So Bowser
is
who is Bowser?
Bowser is some big turtle, I guess, with spikes.
Okay.
On him. On the shell.
On the shell. So basically, he's a toggle, but the shell has spikes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, he also breathes fire.
So, what's the story of the Mario game?
So Bowser captures Princess Peach in his 8th castle. He has 8 castles in the game. Wow, that's a lot, right? So basically, Mario goes around, and he has some enemies, like a Goomba. A Goomba is brown little triangular-like thing with no arms.
And a creature?
Yeah.
Okay.
With some oval legs, oval feet, no legs and no body.
But it's moving.
Yeah. it's very slow.
It sounds weird.
Yeah, I know. And you can just step on it to, sort of demolish it. Didn't want to say Anyways.
Yeah.
There's also Koopas. Koopas, which are like Bowser, but don't have shells. And there's also paratroopas, which just keep jumping around with wings. And if you step, and for paratroopas, you have to step on them 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
For Koopas, you have to step on them 2 times, and Goombas, 1 time. Actually, Koopas, if you step on them once, they go into their shell, and then if you go on them again, they go to the direction go to the opposite direction that you're stepping on the shell. So let's say you stepped on the left side of the shell. The shell would go right.
Okay. Wait. I want to know the story of the Mario game, but you are explaining a technique, something like that. Or some...
What?
Yeah, technique to clear. So basically you are explaining how you can clear the stage.
Yeah, but I'm also...
Before that...
I'm just talking about the enemies.
Okay, yeah. So I just want to know why Bowser capture Peach. I think it's an important thing. There is a reason.
To marry her.
Yeah. To marry her. So Peach is a princess?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
So Mario just, and there's also these like blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Each block, there are some blocks that look like there's a few bricks that make up the square block, mm-hmm. and others are yellow with a white question mark. If you go under them and jump, they can like give you something. For example, a coin.
Okay.
Probably everyone should know what it is. And some give you these mushrooms that can make Mario bigger. And if Mario's already big, you just get some points or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also power-ups, like fire flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Fire flowers make Mario white,
mm-hmm.
with red buttons on the overalls.
White
overalls and red buttons.
Okay.
And a white So these fire flowers, it's not only the style that looks different.
Mm-hmm.
Mario can actually also shoot like these balls of fire that are small, and they can take out any enemy right away.
Mm-hmm.
Not Bowser.
Not Bowser.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's also this superstar.
Mm-hmm.
This superstar easily just makes you invincible.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
Invincible.
Yeah, invincible.
Okay. So you think a star is the strongest item?
Yeah, but they don't last forever.
Okay.
Because
how
if they
long
last,
does it last,
they usually last for like, let's say, I think it's like about 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In the.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah.
Right.
If you used it forever,
mm-hmm.
you just go around and every single enemy would just
mm-hmm.
be like bye bye.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So Mario. You control Mario, and you might go through the normal way,
mm-hmm.
which just leads you to the next level or the next world. There's 8 worlds,
yeah.
each for 1 castle.
Okay.
Or you can go to these special places called warp zones, and here they have 3 pipes that have the, for example, you're in world 1. Then there's pipes 2, 3, and 4.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only pipes, warp pipes for 1 and 4, I think. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Warp 1 and 4.
Okay.
So, oh yeah, by the way, Super Mario Bros. World is a 2D game. So anyways, if you go through the normal pipes, you might be a bit annoyed every single time you go through a normal pipe, and if you never use the warp zones, you might get a bit annoyed. A bit. Might. get a bit annoyed. Because each time there's, I think there's a, like, a toad that says, sorry, the princess is in another castle. Yeah. 7 times.
Okay.
7 times. I think so. I'm not sure. Hopefully, anyways. At the 8th castle, Bowser has this maze with Mario. And you have to go through the right pipes. Otherwise, you might end up at where you started before. Which is also very annoying. We're still recording.
Okay. Today, we talked about why do you like Mario games, and you explained a little bit Mario games, so hope...
Next time, we'll talk about something else.
Okay. Yeah, hope you enjoy this podcast, and we're going to do another record episode, right?
Soon enough. We're not
sure. Yeah. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye!